A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Now there's something about the mind. The mind. The mind is your garden. The mind is your garden. Is your God-given garden. Whatever you allow to be planted there, it shall grow. You like it or not. Eh? We want to put certain things in perspective. Eh? Real perspective. Eh? Concerning property. Concerning land. You understand? Eh? I see it intensifying. Eh? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The mind. What you have put your mind to or at. Eh? What you are focused at. Eh? It shall grow. Once you see, that garden is ever ready. Eh? whether it's a positive vibe or a negative vibe. Eh? The manures, is it the manures? Eh? They are ready. What? Be careful what you plant there. Or what is planted there. There is a seed called Jesus, which is incorruptible. Why don't you people today you decide, those of you that hadn't yet decided, I see a lot of you in the spirit and you are worried, and I don't know why you are worried. You have the most powerful thing. Remember last hour, whatever we talked about light last Friday. Now let me tell you, the enemy is always there to antagonize things, but to show you a contrary kind of, you know, perspective of that. After I left, those of you know where I stay, I think I told her and some people here, I felt a very, very, very bad sensation. Eh? You see, light is real life because it's called revelation. Eh? The light of God is really the revelation of God. So it doesn't want you to, you know, knock walls here and there, ceilings and back and all that, and then you move around, you know, you move around in circles. That has not been his thing since day one for you. Eh? You is calling yourself off. Eh? Eh? You think that you a sinner already in the hands of an angry God. That's a lie. Eh? You know that. Eh? Why would the Lord Cain, okay, maybe beat his very own? You know how you love your children, and you would wish the best for them, the same way actually that's how Jesus looks at you. So you can never call yourself off. You understand that? We have just realigned something there for some of you in the name of Jesus. Don't call yourself off. Don't. Concerning anything, it's full of love. There's a path of love. Love casts out all fear. And when you trade on that path of love, all fear is cast out. Eh? All. Eh? So I went back, and that was, when did those guys come? About 3 days ago, which is what? Eh? It was Monday, right? Monday or Tuesday. So I'm there after watching a certain word, Katim. So, of course, this time it wasn't Manu. Where are the Manu guys? We repeat 2 years. Then you shall taste. Don't worry. 2 years is not bad. Okay. Okay, let's bring you okay to 1 year. Okay. To soothe your feelings. Okay, Arsenal. Will you play the Champions League? Okay, I don't know. Okay. Willis is telling me, man, don't touch. Of course, that's not the anointed of the Lord. So I'll touch. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you see, no matter how spiritually damp you are or numb, when a certain devil passes, you will feel it. You will know. Some of you have actually encountered such, and you don't know how to deal with that. You go to sleep, nothing. Actually, that day, that night, I remember I was like this, but I'm not actually sleeping. I tried to pray around there, because, I was, kind of sleepy. So, this was Tuesday. So, because the enemy said, now you talked about light. You give people light. Now let me show you darkness. So, I remember it was about 12:30 there. So I entered bed. So, whatever I was dreaming and seeing was actually happening in real time outside. I'd taken long without experiencing that. You guys, the spirit realm, as I will tell you as we go on, you take it so personal. It actually takes it so, it will take you also so personal. And dear, you see, I saw thick darkness. I remember in that, I don't know whether it was a trance or whatever, in sleep. So, I could even get as if light, big light. So I tried, to cast light in that thick darkness. Man, the thing was so thick. You see? And I could see people falling off and as if dying and all that. Kumbe, the same thing is actually really happening outside. So just after 1 hour, because I remember it was 1:30 there, something like that. Bullets, and I'm like, okay. I remember telling her, I've actually just come out of a very, very terrible dream. In my mind, I saw this. That life is the most realistic one. But again, like I said, if you don't know how to do about it, it will actually bring its whole toll of its life on you. You've actually heard people say, I dreamt of death, those things. I don't know why I'm feeling weird. That's the enemy actually, trying to orchestrate certain things around you. But you see, because you are a child of God, he can't go any further. But again, now today we have to learn how to intensify the presence of God, which is full of joy. So I expect today, even in some what, seasons, to be joyous after today. You get it, yeah? So, and a certain guy was killed, actually. And I'm like, Jesus, look at this guy. I saw the videos and whatever. And I'm like, okay, but I saw this. I remember I went outside to see this entire movie, how I saw it being, completed. And the guy was shot, just like that. There were four and, the three fled and all that. And the other one was actually caught and, lynched, so to say. You see that? When you ever experience such a thing, even a nightmare, you need to cover those kids a lot. Liz, a nightmare. And all of you who fear even to sleep while the lights are off. Leave it on. Cause what? Do you know, you can actually start having the consciousness of his presence. When you, actually that thing I told him, it persisted for 2-3 days. I could feel it here. The environment was not very, on the inside of me. I know how that operation happens. I know it. And most of you have also felt it. But actually, you don't know how to get out of that. First of all, it may start within your mind. That's why he says that renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew. Now you know you're in the spirit. You know, some of you have never believed. Maybe you think Pastor Sam is. Now they've talked about renew your mind. Prophet, be in line with the preachings, be in line with the. No, we don't do that. We want to orchestrate these things by the Spirit of God and by His fire. When we say that, may that fire consume us, we mean it. Some of us mean it. And we decided to take on these things. Come and imbibe and imbibe. You see, we're not going to be a dormant church which is open. I wish you could see some guys. There's a certain bishop, okay. Who is about to fall into somewhat. Is it okay? We cover that guy. Temptation of money. So, some guy, politician, what? It's happening now. Because now I'm telling you things that are really we experience in real time. I remember praying about it, praying for it. Even yesterday before I slept for about 30 minutes to erase it off. Because actually if it lingers around, then you remember when he says that, the devil roams around looking for a good landing site. You want me to say looking for how to divide? How you give him a very good landing site, a good landing site, and I mean it, is by you negotiating and romancing fear. He knows how to use that thing. You see that? I'll never amount to anything. For me, I don't have degrees, what? Those things. Especially here. You don't have to fear. Thank you, Jesus. Renew. He says, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Because a negative seed can actually be planted there. And remember I told you that your mind is a God-given what? Garden. Whatever you plant there, whatever is planted there, I promise you, whether on the negative side or the positive, it shall sprout, it shall germinate. You see, Please don't romance fear. Don't. He says, even as the enemy comes like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard. Now, how he raises up a standard, he expects you to actually now begin to see, this is fear, this is faith. This is fear, this is faith. When will you ever decide to take on, to be on the faith side of things? Faith, hope. You cannot be scared of money. You people, you can't. You know you can't. Even if. You see rent. Man, you say, hey. You see, there you are romancing it. And the more you say that, some of you say, I am broke. At that moment, you are. Because it's a spiritual utterance that you've actually said. You know where the Bible says that? The mouth plants. Eh? So that thing was, you know, let me ask you, where do you think it came from? If, you know, from your mind. That I am broke. At that moment you were. You see, eh? You get it. Eh? There was a time I was ministering in Juba, 2016. And a certain church. Eh? Whether I don't know whether that pastor was a covering or what. Eh? Or we were covering him. Because we told him, in 2 years' time, you'll exit this place. Eh? 2017, there I tried to fight it by exiting. He was put back. Yeah? Then 2018, he knows. 2018, the man exited. Eh? But before, he texted me, I was here. Yeah? Then Ruiru there. This thing you told me is unfolding, but it's unfolding the scary way. Then I knew. I knew this guy, actually. There is a demon around. Eh? Because he cannot actually tap into the prophetic. Instead of saying hallelujah, this was actually said. And I know wherever I'm going is wonderful. At least a man of God said it. You see, eh? Remember Caleb Joshua? They clung to a statement saying, but the Lord said. You could not divert them. Yet the other church was diluted. Their minds were diluted. Can you imagine they even wanted to stone them? Eh? Because actually, that's how the enemy works. Eh? That actually even your fold, your household, because those who wanted actually to stone Caleb and Joshua, it was actually the church. The other segment of the church. So even actually from your family and all that, it can also happen like that. When they read, but for you, aren't you annoyed? Annoyed for what? Okay, what is there to be annoyed with? Eh? Especially when I know where it's coming from. Eh? You guys don't be annoyed. Eh? Must I also say by the Spirit, because he's saying, why annoyed with your fellow brother and sister? Yeah, that girl, for me what? Especially girls, please. Okay. But also brothers. Thank you, Jesus. Your mind, God-given garden, whatever you plant there. You see, when he said that renew your mind, he was trying to say that he wants you to be in control of what is really happening around you. In charge of that which is around you. Renew your mind. To renew also your mind means, yeah, you are seeing things in another perspective. You see, eh? Like I always tell you, that we shall see the kagao friend you've got, and we say, this is God. To the onlookers, what's wrong? But for us, we know. To see things in another whatever perspective. Eh? Eh? Pastor Po, I'm joking. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. But you see, that is coming from somewhere. Let me show you something here. Give me Ephesians. Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. You know where it says that, you know, exceedingly abundantly? 3 what? It says, now to him. To him who is able. Within the Lord, you'll never hear statements like siwezi. I can't. Eh? Hata siwezi. You can't hear those things eh? From the presence of God. You can't. Because that presence only produces joy, peace, love, and what? Eh? Now imagine when you are in the midst of that, unless we are just saying that we are just quoting those things. Do you know he wants you to actually experience those things? Eh? But you have the power to decide most of, actually all those things. to him who is able. The Lord is able. Unawares. That's how you say it. Eh? He's able. Eh? I have made you too small. How do you make him small? I said, I don't, this one. If he can provide for your 70k rent, but actually he cannot give you, let's say, 8 millions for your real estate, then who is that? He's not God. You're just limiting him. Eh? A word has gone forth. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. You see, so it says to do exceedingly. Now you see a child of God trying to limit God. Exceedingly, is able actually to do exceedingly. It's men that limit him. Exceedingly. He says exceedingly. He wants to give you that peace. Exceeding joy. Exceeding peace. But you need to know how to ignite it. As I go down, let me teach you also something very, very important. As you come here, and I would want some of you, if not all of you, that you start from where all this thing starts. Let's say 5:30. You connect from home. You come with a great anticipation, great expectation. You see that? I'm teaching you something here. Then, when you come here, you start to be in those things. In the interaction, you try to intensify it. Whatever the issue could be, wherever you want to be, could be travel and all those things. Begin seeing yourself there. Because the more you intensify that, the more it draws near. The more it draws near. And then the more actually you enter into it, and then you start interacting with that. Then even start planning. When you are there, don't plan outside that. For example, if I'm seeing already myself in America, this car girl that comes to, see you emergency doors, you can only show me emergency doors, but for me, I'm already there. You get it now, eh? Just in case you, what? Emergency door, what? I'm already seeing myself there. Already landing. I've landed and I know, okay, now from here, I'm going to, it is exactly like that. Renewing your mind to see things in another different perspective. I'm telling you. So, let's continue. We're going to see it here. Abundantly, above all. Can you imagine this? Okay, you stay in an area. Okay, let's say Garden Estate. And your house is the exceeding. Above all, above all, it says, above all, that we ask all, think according to the power that works in us. So, you see that last statement? It's in accordance to something that you should ignite. That power is there in abundance, in an exceeding way. Would you today, from today, try to ignite it? Not power to fight, guys, Okay, power to even the physical. Lord, give me. What? You see, you know that actually it's not in, by power or might, but by the Spirit. It's actually what is. Now, that power is actually the Spirit of God. In other words. So there's something which is dormant on the inside of you, yet it can be so powerful beyond a nuclear explosion. You can ignite it to that extent. I'm telling you the truth. Do some of you know the word okwechawa? You not really to hate yourself, but you decide. Remember those four lepers? Eh? Say, if we die, those are. Then they, you know, they started on the journey. Then things started changing as the, they ignited something. Let's go. Yeah? You see that? Eh? You is in real estate. What are you fearing? There are certain things you have to ignite. Eh? Okay, you is fearing the kagale. I think she will say no. You see, eh? By the moment you start saying those things, I think she will say no. Eh? You've actually measured yourself, and you know, when you look at yourself, you are wanting. Eh? Remember the other king, the Lord put some writings. Eh? Measured you put on the wide weighing scale, you are wanting. You see, eh? You've already given up. The moment you give up, the moment your mind gives up, I was talking to her. You see these guys actually that, you know, have accidents here and there. Eh? Yeah? The moment actually someone say, at least we've actually experienced it, me and the guy says, this one, Habesha. You see, eh? Whatever that guy's mind will capture, we're just giving up. Because whatever is on earth, of course they are unconscious. Eh? Nothing. They see hell. Hell on earth. Actually, that, you know, that's what people, you know, most of you experience that kind of. Eh? And, you know, you don't know how to get out of that. Eh? It's actually the, if you could only tweak your mind. Eh? And, you know, it is in a simple way. You don't have to, yeah, devil, God. No. It doesn't work out like that. Eh? Because actually he's used to shouting because he shouts. Eh? When you're not shouting in the spirit, I'm telling you. You see, eh? You will shout and shout. Eh? You remember that guy I told you? Where they are praying in peace, connecting in the spirit. The moment the guy entered, yeah, I knew the guy wasn't in the spirit. That one I know. It happened in 2017. That one I know it. The guy that I always tell you that after that, eh, what is it? As usual, eh? He would follow me to some place there, eh, for chips. So I'm like, man. But I knew the guy, this guy. You see, eh? So, as you enter, you start even to connect with. By the way, don't miss out those songs. Eh? They are picked up in the spirit. Eh? Some of you actually will never know how we get them. You start now connecting with the words as you let them entangle you. You get allow yourself to be mixed up. Eh? Mixed up and messed up. By those words that you are singing. You see, but now, oh Lord, I see my room. Then you look back and say, here indeed I thought. So now you bring all that now to the newness of where you want to be. I don't know how to explain some of these things. Eh? You see, maybe okay, they, you know, in that Greek language, they call it, they gave you a 9. Eh? The kagal gave you an F9. Failure 9. Eh? So you go back and say, maybe that day you didn't put on a cologne. Eh? Jesus. Maybe. Oh, actually, some of these things don't even need to be prayed for. You just look at yourself, a man. Eh? Again, you don't just go. Eh? You will lose a lifetime opportunity. Pastor Poet. Okay. I'm joking. No, he smells nice. Eh? So, you guys don't want. Okay. I know he's my friend, so he won't hate me. You see, maybe, man, you visit the salon. Eh? You know, some of it's simple things, actually. Remember when I told you, you know, you go to Lue Kagal, eh? And then this Kagal is not into flowers. Eh? Of course, Kathy is into flowers. Kathy. You see, eh? Maybe she just needs to be opened for the door. And then, she will feel heaven on earth. And then, there. She will not tell you the secret, but, hello, how are you? Eh? We went to Brazil and they couldn't say, how are you? They said, ayahu. Eh? You see, simple things. There is something on the inside of you. There are deep secrets that are hiding. You remember, scripture talks of hidden man. Eh? Hidden man, to mean that, is not common. I don't know why the Lord still brings these things. Eh? But you is trying to lure a girl. Eh? Eh? Pastor Pona is looking at me like this. I don't know how to do with a guy. Eh? So well, come, we pray for you. No, I'm joking. So that you start to play, you know, to play that bass very well. Eh? Okay, have you seen a girl? No, I'm joking. So, you is trying to lure. Maybe still it's, let's say, you've actually, you know, applied for the job here and there. In all those aspects, eh? Please try not to use common things. Eh? You see, eh? Study that person, study that area, study the place, so that you are not irrelevant. Hmm? You see, like in movies, guys throwing, what? Flowers to Pastor Po. Okay, now enough is enough. Those things of Kwenda Uka. But again, maybe when they throw flowers at you, you go back home and maybe something that I didn't do here. Is there something that I need to know? Life is lived in secrets. Do you know why some guys are promoted and others are not? Eh? Secrets, spiritual secrets. There is what we call the dark spirit, you know, the dark spiritual secrets, but also in this side of, you know, of the kingdom of God. On both ends, they are actually secrets. They are actually secrets. When you get to know those secrets, there's nothing that can be hidden. And then you live in that world of secrets. And then they don't know how you're multiplying. But actually you are multiplying. Money, you need money, don't pretend. Eh? That's why we are here. Eh? Actually the enemy has used money as a weapon to control children of God. Eh? Things are turning in the name of Jesus. Now we are getting to know exactly what we should do so that we enter that newness. We are simply renewing our minds here, eh? Concerning every area of our lives, eh? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You who wants to be married, now the girls, maybe it's the hairstyle that man, eh? Okay. Let me say this, eh? There is an inside beauty. There is that inside beauty that King Abimelech looked at with Sarah, and he could not actually remove his eyes on her. Eh? Inside beauty. Esther Hadassah, you remember? Let me remind you. Scripture says that she was young and youthful. Eh? Do you know what the, you know, in the great annals of those scriptures, eh? She was actually 70 years. you go do your research if you want. Eh? You know, we can never come here with what? Wrong stuff. Eh? Can you imagine 70 years? And then the king, this one here. Eh? There's a secret. You can actually start to ignite some of these things. Pole. You just have to, you know, the hand of God is upon me today as I move out of this house. the Spirit of God rests upon me. Eh? I command my morning in a very wonderful way. So you move actually in that kind of perspective as you get out. Please don't just, today is just another day. You'll be hammered. You see, I've given you this example before. Let's say you have a shoe business. First year, man, you are powering. Second year, you are going further. Third year. Then fourth year, another car girl brings another. The same business. Puts it. Now, things overturn. Things over what? Give me that scripture. We shall come back to this. Give me that scripture where the king smashed the the son's head onto the city wall. Give it to me. I'll show you something. And then things actually overturned. It was a secret that the guy actually realized. And this was actually a do or die thing. But now, children of God, in the spheres of children of God, they are circles. They are very, very, very unserious. So they don't take on these things by the bull's horns. They're just there. They show them the firing letter. Things happen. They showed them this and whatever. You've got it. Then he took his eldest son. Give me where it starts at least. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce, there's something he has to shift. Must I also say that one of the deepest secrets is actually sacrifice. You be there looking at your 1K, negotiating whether to give it out or not. Another guy is actually, giving out what? The man of God says that he has never seen such an ambitious man like him. That ambitious policy, it's coming from somewhere. So it's not just car what? So you can have a business and this person actually brings another business, puts it against yours, or near yours, just opposite, or maybe opposite you. And then, do you know if you don't know secrets, you start fighting what? Competition, physical competition. To some of us, it's just cleanliness. And you see, cleanliness, he says, it's next what? To godliness. So you can't just keep your business just ramshackled and all that. You see, it's within you, certain things you have to ignite. This joy we are talking about, why don't you start waking up with the consciousness of joy, however much a certain world is falling off? Because you see, remember the storm, as if the man is not bothered, but actually he knew exactly what was really happening. Until in a nutshell, he comes and asks them, can't you ignite this? In a nutshell. Actually, he's really trying to tell them that you have it only that you don't know that actually it's within you. You see, all this you're looking for is actually within you. It's either dormant or active. Now, if it's been active and you've been really trying to activate it, intensify it. You see, now it becomes now the presence of God from within. Therein, you'll actually start experiencing peace. And you don't know where. If the rest are crying, don't you see the fuel has been what? And then most of you, you see it? Okay. So, when the king of Moab saw that the battle, you see this, was too fierce for him, he took with him 700 men who drew swords to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not. You see, attempt one, it fails. And when the king, now most of you, you were slammed and dismissed, and then prophet, you don't know, I was there, then you settle for less. Can you imagine this guy chased for the man of God for 2.5 years? Because he wanted something. At least the top, very top Muganga told him that one. It's actually that man. But also we have it here. Same rivers. You have tested. We cannot just plant Martha, Kome, those people. Eh? But they need to. Something is coming onto our head. You see, now I'm not for A, letter A, and I'm not for letter, those letters. Eh? I speak. But we shall preserve her, eh? Something. Eh? Onto her head, not a stone, eh? Not a seeding. You see, eh? Meaning that, okay. So it says that then he took his eldest son. Can you imagine? This was a guy who was going to succeed him, because you know, leadership was what you know, hereditary, taken. You see, so he says, then he took his eldest son, who would reign, who would have reigned in his place. Can you imagine? Then he says, and offered him as burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. Now, a thief started to chase after a police guy. I'm using that language, that analogy, so that you can actually understand it. Things overturned. The things you do as a child of God, because now you know the secret. This guy, can you imagine? The war was overturned. Now it's actually against the children of God. Can you imagine? And that secret, the heathens. Let me even stand here for some of you to know, to see me. The heathens have used it against us. Only that you are so asleep, certain things have not activated them. The day you start igniting and, you know, ignite, activate and activate. Remember last time we told you that? With real estate, you are not carrying a small light. Yeah? You is into business. This little light of mine. You are not carrying a little light. It's big, it's massive. You just need to ignite it. At some point, it's just slowly, slowly. Build on that. Remember where scripture says, just to put things in perspective, it says that, do not give the enemy a foothold. Now that foothold is something very, very, very little, but actually can make it subtle. Because for him, he knows how to increase it, how to increase by actually piling negativity on you. You understand? Eh? Take me back to whatever. Second Kings. So then he says, and offered him as burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. So they departed from him and returned to their own land. Can you imagine? Eh? And actually, the church is actually here. Eh? We've packed up and we've gone. We've relegated it now to those heathens. Eh? They just scare you a bit like this. And don't kill me. I'm Christian. Again, at some point as we go on, you will know that actually you have not been called to be just a conventional Christian. I will leave it there. Take me back to Ephesians. You've understood this, eh? He realized the secret. That, the secret was actually to give out all he ever loved. Can you imagine? The same scenario happened to God and Jesus. To do away with that thing called sin, so that you are sinless. Heaven gave out its very best. Remember, scripture says that he laid aside his majesty. This is Jesus. He laid aside his majesty to come and save you. You and I. You see that? Eh? He laid aside his majesty. Heaven's giving out its real best. The same thing actually happened there in 2 Kings. Say, this one, boom, things overturned. I don't have money. I would have come for fellowship, but I don't have money. You have it, only that you are seeing things different. Remember when the psalmist said, the Spirit of God said, he says that, I will not give God what does not cost me. Because you've done nothing anyway. The other heathen is actually smashing He's keyed on the city wall. Bam! And everyone saw it. That's actually why he says that it was on the wall. Everyone saw it. Now you come. Now this is what we're going to do as a country. And we see. That was his last take. And indeed he got the secret. Can you imagine? Now we are not telling you now to smash your kids. Now we know the secret. Remember the last sacrifice was Jesus. So no more sacrificing animals and its blood, whatever. His blood is so precious, is so powerful to wash you. Be conscious of that as well. You understand? So, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask for. I mean ask or think according to the power that works in us. According to the power that is at work. It is either dormant. It is either dormant or it is ignited and activated. You know how, you know, until you put a password, bam, that thing is dormant. You see? So that password is the secret. The password is the secret. The secret is the password. That's why it's hidden. Hidden manna. It's not common. And again, don't spill out your secrets easily. Man, those days I remember, we used to be just foolish vibers. Say, yeah, that kagal is whatever. And then we would spill it to some guys who are ready to take. And then, man, some guys would come and take the girls like this. See, man. Or maybe that's a far word. Pastor Paul knows this word. You see, spilling what, everything, yeah. Then you get exposed. What we call exposed is actually really spilling out these things, which actually should be, you know, see, calls it hidden manna. Hidden manna. I see it on matatus. I don't know whether they know what they're talking about. Especially the Githurai guys. Hidden manna. You know what hidden manna means. It's not common food. It's not common. Let me tell you one of the ways. When men of old, which we call the ancient path, wanted prosperity, they sought a secret. When men wanted to win wars and battles, there was a secret. Call it secret society. Deep state. They knew how to handle things in perspective, in real perspectives. Today, so should all of us go there? Yeah. Should what? At some point, actually, when you come here, you get to their sparks. You start to feel on the inside of you and say, how come I didn't know this? Then you live in that consciousness. Don't come out. The problem is, out from here, you get Saturday, tomorrow. You've actually forgotten how you look like. Sunday, by the time you come, you go for work on Monday. Nothing. Nothing to rely on. You are just praying. And again, you need to stop this habit. This that we are putting in you, it is actually some newness. It's great newness. Please don't go back to your conventional prayers, ways of prayers. Them thinking that they are at midnight there. No, the devil moves every time. But again, you don't have to be conscious of him. Don't be conscious of the devil. But in case your spiritual antennas can sense what's really going on, you know what to do. Rebuke! Rebuke! There and then, say, in the name of Jesus. That also I'm igniting inside, on the inside of you. Those of you who are having nightmares. In the name of Jesus, you actually get the energy. Some of you even call the name of Jesus, but actually on the inside of you, even in the dream, you are not actually meaning it. So that's why that thing actually persists. It looks at you like this. It looks at you. Someday I had a heavenly experience. I wanted to experience what we call second heaven. Also, some of you need to know that there's first heaven, second heaven, and third heaven. Eh? Where are they? You not get it by what? Those things are not done like that. Eh? You see? Eh? So, I reached a place, and I've shared it at some point. Eh? Then whatever I could see was looking like heaven, and my consciousness is so clear about this. I knew this wasn't it. I mean, you know, this wasn't the thing. Eh? So when I looked too deep into it, then I saw dark angels as if they were actually, you know, standing. You know that guard of honor, eh? Eh? The other one is there, but actually they were looking, they were facing me. So they were actually putting swords like this. So I intensified the prayers. Then the Spirit of God started, you know, told me, now move. You see, there are places they don't want you to reach. Eh? But remember the power of God. He says that the same power that raised Jesus, the same power that actually clears that nonsense. Eh? And where is it? Can you imagine the same power that raised Jesus? Eh? It's actually on the side of you. Eh? Whether you're a girl or a boy, eh? You know, that power doesn't discriminate. Eh? You see, eh? No, for us, we are girls, we are just weak. No. That's in the physical. Eh? Though some girls are, you know, can power 2 plates of ugali, man. Eh? I'm joking. At least not Kathy, eh? Yeah. Are we still friends? Eh? So, Prophet, stop talking about me. By the way, it's a habit. Eh? So, there was a guy who was coming from Embu. He knows him. Eh? So I would give examples. What? For me, I'm thinking, man, we are joking. Until the guy, man, eh? I saw him with a kapepa. He has come for what? It was choir practice. First come, I need to talk to you first. So this day, every day, you say, what did the people from Embu do to you? Then now I knew that the guy was coming. But you see, the guy took things on another. He took them to third heaven. Eh? So exceedingly, abundantly. So now, now the Spirit of God told me, now move. You'll actually hear that. Eh? In all aspects of life. Eh? Now move. So when I came, they even grew bigger. Now they tightened also the what? Yeah? The swords. Eh? But I knew these were dark angels. Eh? Now I'm not telling you now to dig deep into dark angels and how Satan looks like. Yeah? You have no business there. Eh? I'm saying you have no business digging deep into falsehood. Even false prophets and what? You see, actually, when you are doing that, you are being a devil's agent. Before you know it, you are into, even that man, I don't know why he grows like hands like this. I think he's what? There. You see what is in your consciousness? It's not even evil, it's false. That's why he says that in the last days, be careful that you don't land into the camps of false guys. Eh? You see, eh? Falsehood. Don't be. I'm saying you have no business digging deep into how a false prophet what dresses and all those things. Eh? Yeah? Of course, I know some guys, eh? But okay. You see? So I came, and then all of a sudden, there was an outburst on the inside of me. I could feel it. I don't know what really happened, but actually on the inside of me, something was sparked off and ignited and activated. As, you know, I told you to intensify praying in other tongues. Eh? Please don't. All answers are there. You'll even start seeing these things because there's a desire for you to start to see in the spirit, eh? But also the prophetic kind of, you know, imaging, and then it shall become something big. Intensify, but also to all of us. Intensify praying in other tongues. Eh? Actually, that's the secret. Eh? That's the biggest secret in the prophetic. intensifying, praying in other tongues. And then you are not just praying. You have a goal. You have a plan. You know that thing of take it to the Lord in prayer? Then you should be in the spirit of it. Now, do not focus your eyes to something different. Don't be diverted even during prayer. Now the problem is, so many of us are easily distracted. That's the problem. You need to complete the TikTok kind of what? And the Telemundo you didn't finish. Okay, I'm joking. Telemundo is good. You can... TikTok is good. You can relax. Me, I love watching them. And laugh and laugh and laugh. I love laughing. She knows. So, man, this guy is so funny. Have you seen this? Okay. You see, man, I can't be near boring guys. I'll pretend that I have a meeting with Dr. Jack and Pastor Sam. So yeah, I'll come back later. You see? So now these things now gave way. They gave way. When I reached on the other side, it was kind of, like a mountain, but actually it was glassy yet goldish and what. Then I'm like, oh, see where I've actually been. Now, since that day, I started now, even when praying, you know, there are places I traverse and would visit. I'm not going to start from where now those guys were, you know, trying to penetrate. No. Now I start from the other end. I don't know whether you guys understand. Please pay good attention to me, not the conventional way. I want you to be in the spirit. That's how these things are captured. Life is spiritual. You see that? You see? Give me Philippians 4, where he's talking about, my God shall supply all your needs. Then there's a word there. You see, the prominent word in the previous, it was according. According. It's in accordance. So it says, and my God. Now this is God personified. Isn't he all our God? God is everywhere. God is... Well, God. Like a prominent man of God said that man. God is everywhere. But, lakini. He will not meet you everywhere. He doesn't meet with people everywhere. Oh, I will go to what? To that mountain and pray. Here you go. The day you learn secrets, when men of old wanted to do away with a plague, with corona, what did they do? There is a knowledge that surpasses all understanding. Fauci has that knowledge. According, in accordance. But also there is somewhere you need a... there are secrets. You see? So he says, and my God. Why are you saying it's your God? Isn't he also our God? His God was doing things in a certain way. You see this? Remember Elisha did it. He said, where is the God of this man? You see, meaning that the God of Elijah was doing things different. Some of you actually need to visit that place in the spirit. You will see what really transpired. He tried this, he tried that, what. It seemed like a moment, but actually it can take years. It can be years, it can be months, it can be, you know. And you are stuck, you don't know what to do. Until now he said, the secret was, but where is the God of Elijah? You see, it is still happening today. Still. It is still happening today. Today. It's a secret. And then the water gave way. Can you imagine that? The water gave way. But the man was stuck on the other side of the river. Jobs, what? I'm telling you. Okay. And my God shall supply. Can you imagine he's willing to supply? And is able. All you need. Now the word still comes back. It's in accordance to some place. Remember when the Lord was praying and then he lifted those baskets? Eh? It wasn't just a sign of God our Father like those guys. Eh? I get Holy Communion here and what? Oh. I don't know, man, you guy. I wish you knew that actually you are not in this, in touch with the Spirit. Some are. Some are genuinely are. But again, they don't know why they are doing it. They are just doing it in remembrance. I don't know whether some of you have got it. They are just doing it as a custom and tradition. They even have days, it's okay to do that, but once you miss the significance of it, until now, Paul rebuked them. Was it Peter or Paul? That didn't you have food at your houses? And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. It's in accordance to a certain realm that you need to ignite. It's in a, and is that he can actually supply you all these things. But then, how are you igniting these things? How are you activating these things? Is it in accordance to your uncle and degree papers? Degrees can give you a measure of what? Supply. Yeah? Only a measure of it. Yeah? But there is now where, when it begins to supply you, you buffer your neighbors, even your fellow brethren. Eh? Say, but where does this come from? No, you tell us. And you see, you're willing to tell them, but of course some guys can't actually understand these things. Eh? how did you build that mansion? How? Again, if a mansion has never entered in your mind, you are just thinking, Githurai. Githu. Back end, Githurai 45. Githurai 44. There's a man of God who told me, now I live what in Githurai there, what? I told him the story. In my mind, I'm like, no, Githu is Githu. You understand? Eh? Okay. Maybe I'm hurting people's feelings. Do you know why you are there? Eh? To ignite the real estate so that the place is on point. Man, we are tired of passing. What is it? I'm telling you the truth. That's why he says that until you wake up, the sons of God are sleeping. Of course, I saw something about Githurai and its outlook about 3 years ago. I told some people, I think Tess is not here. You see, I told her that thing I saw, what? It was actually with a certain leader. And people fought. But this particular leader wanted to give it a new look. Eh? Of course, it wasn't his. Some principality. You see, you can be there, but actually you are different. At least when you construct something very, very good. Imagine a hotel in Githurai, a 5-star hotel in Githurai. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Then the neighbors around, is it? Of course, some of them actually are jealous and all that. But now we have the power of God. We have the power of God. You say, no, but by the way, we are tired. The Gideon style. We actually said that if God was really with us, as you guys say, why are we poor? Do you know that question is there? See, why are we poor? Actually, he went nuts with God. Imagine. Say, why are we poor then? You see? According to his riches. According to his riches in glory. Now, glory is a place. Glory is a place that you need now to have its best consciousness. Go back and begin to ponder on these things. Whether it's work with, do not come out. You see, Prophet, it has come back. No, you got out of it. Now you said, this was brought to you and what? You got scared. And then you took off and what? You see, lastly, give me Acts. Thank you, Jesus. Acts. Acts 14, I guess. Acts 14, 9. Acts 14, 9. This, no, no. 14, 9. This man had, no, no. Give me where it starts. And in Lystra, not Lystra, the football team. Okay, Lystra. Okay, Githurai. Okay, Garden Estate. Okay, Karen. Do you know, most of these places are waiting for you to ignite something on the inside of you. You have it only that you fear. You fear to approach men. Let me tell you of a secret of dark politicians. They know what to put on going to some places. They know it very well. They will ignite it. And when you look at them, you see something different. I don't want to teach you those things, but I know. I know these guys. Life is either spiritually dark, or actually it's within the confines of the light of God. Life, okay. Thank you, Jesus. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength. This was a lame guy. Without strength to mean also, he was lame. You see, he was crooked, so to say. Life was so crooked for him. So in his feet was sitting a cripple from his mother's womb. Can you imagine a demon sat in him? A crooked demon, boom, right from the word go. You understand? Because it says, you know, from the womb. Who had never walked. Go down. Then he says, this man heard Paul. This man heard Prophet Ronnie speaking. Why are you putting your name there? Putting things in real perspective. Paul observing him intently. Just like normally we do. Intently. You see, most of you come here and then you dismiss some of those things. A leader comes here leading you. I'm waiting for the prophet. I'm waiting for the prophet. Before he comes, you are telling me nothing, by the way. I'm not. You see how you're missing it. Like I told you, the Catholic. It starts even with the songs that you were singing. It starts from there. So you connect and start to connect even with that very song. You entangle yourself with it as you allow its words, its wordings, to baffle you, to mess you up. Until you know it, you're actually in a different place. Until you know it. Okay, the landlord is saying, for this month, okay, so what? Okay, I'm what? You know, some of you think it can't be. Now that's the problem. Because you have known your landlord as the toughest. For you don't know my landlord. Hey, she's Kikuyu. Hey, I don't know Kikuyu. Hey, you see? I come to you not understanding those things. And you will not drag me there. And please switch off everything that is going to drag you into negativity. Please. And these are people. These could also be mothers. These are friends. Yeah? These are bosses. Say, no, I'm seeing something different. It is what you are seeing once it is really intensified. Ignited, activated, and then intensified. He will not know how he's actually paying you your money, even 3 months ahead. Imagine. I've said that, the word has gone forth. You know, you make me happy. Let me what? I think you have some problems. Let me, but actually, I paid you for those three, but even in those months, when they come, I'll also pay you. They don't know what's happening. Okay. Paying in advance, but actually they add you even. And like, hey Lord, what did I do? But the consciousness, the estate, I call it the estate, which you can term as the state of your consciousness. That thing is the most powerful. You need to ignite it. It's according. It's coming from somewhere. You see? Battles those days used to be won by giants. Today life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. Today. Don't postpone it to tomorrow. Today. We win these things spiritually. You ignite them and that's it. You begin to walk in the consciousness. The day Adam stopped to walk in that consciousness, he was hammered, and the Lord warned him that you'll die. His business started dying and all that, because now, you see again, talking about creating atmospheres. Such an atmosphere. It's so easy to be sparked. So easy. You see? But now, you will not come out of this cause and what? That's why actually whatever they're experiencing is different. Creating atmospheres. We're talking about creating atmospheres here. Which atmosphere are you? Is it according or it's in accordance? It is as clear as that. You like it or not, life is lived like that. You see, what you ignite, what you put in your mind shall sprout. Don't forget that. Always kumbuka that thing. What you plant in that mind, which is the garden, it will sprout, because there is enough manure for the negative side, for that thing to germinate. There is enough manure to put on the light side. It will germinate. I'm telling you the truth. It's according to how you are saying things. Perspectives. So he says, this man heard Paul speaking. Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed. Can you imagine it's like that? This guy, you know, he ignited it and said, nah, today. It's today. Looked at this guy and said, today. At some point, it becomes too much that you even touch the hem of his garment. And that's it. And the secret, you've entered just the secret. At some point, we enter, it's like, man, for me, for as long as he looks at me, my school fees thing shall be history. You understand that? Please don't get these things as a Kenyan. You will miss them. For us Kenyans, we see, we internalize, and then we what? We weigh, and then what? You will miss out on these things. You see that? As I'm talking, people are constructing whatever they want to see. People are really, you are not just looking. You are really in the deep spirit, speaking in other tongues on the side of you. And then this thing actually, boom, it comes out. You need to learn how to speak in other tongues. It will save you a lot. You see that? There are some places now you can't be, for sure. Like, no, not me again. And you see, don't struggle to come out. It will take the Spirit of God and His grace, you understanding that actually all along He's not been looking at you like that. Remember the prodigal guy? Yeah? Imagine he came and then a buffet. And yeah? A real buffet. Nyama here, what? Pork, what? Will he succeed? Okay, for dahabu, eh? And he leaped. Can you imagine? Said with a loud voice. Now here, he was igniting, certain things. You see, you remember what I told you? That actually in a loud voice you can pray, but actually you are not in the spirit. But now here, Paul was in the spirit. In a loud voice he said, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and walked. Boom. But remember where it started? This guy looked at Paul intently like this. So they both looked at each other intently. This guy, something is boiling on the side of him. Concerning my real estate. I'm looking at you. And I'm seeing the answer there. So it's just like that. So when you get out like this, You don't know where phone calls start to come, and but it is boiling. You want to travel. It's boiling. It should start actually boiling. Don't pray 1 week and whatever, and then you are, you know, because you are not seeing results, and then you think that the Lord forgot you. No! Do you know the Lord remembers? Eh? It is virtual. The Lord actually remembers. Anakumbuka. Any other day, any other time, intensify. As we end, intensify these things. Intensify. Intensify how you're seeing things. Don't intensify negativity. Please don't. Eh? Don't. You even have the guts of getting annoyed for 5 minutes? What's that even? First leave me alone. What? I'm not talking. You see what you're entertaining? Eh? You've allowed actually that thing to be a part of your life. Yet it shouldn't be. It is what actually is talking about here. And you see, faith can be seen. At some point I look at some people and I see faith. So then they start actually to pull me. They start to pull me. They start to pull me. Then I come. Okay. At least 3/4 they are getting it. Eh? You see? Eh? But now we need every other time you come here, there is something. There is something that you go back with and you should see results. Eh?
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose, to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboma and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.